2.1 The Three Types of Wisdom Lights. Whenever you are not peaceful and not happy, the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion are there.
So this is the one. Eh? You have the book, mark it down. This is the pointer. Whenever you are not peaceful and not happy, the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion are there. Whereas wisdom lead to peace, harmony, love, happiness, and joy. This is the Dhamma to contemplate constantly. And it is a very good check for all cultivators. So if you have this understanding, this will prompt you. Because when you have that awareness developed, you become sensitive. You are aware that you are unhappy. And most people are aware. Yeah. But because they don't have this understanding, they're aware, they don't know that the evil roots are there. They know, bo song, understand? Then they go and think the wrong thought again, get entangled again. Yeah. Get entangled some more, never mind. React and stir some more emotional. That's how all this build up until you become very, very unhappy, very miserable. Then the hatred becomes stronger, or the jealousy becomes stronger, or the fear, the worry, the anxiety becomes stronger. Fear will arise when you have financial problem, when you have police case after you, when you have a traumatic disease, understand? Anger, jealousy, hatred normally is relationship, understand? Or somebody has done something very bad towards you. So all these are the ones that condition the deluded being who don't have the Dhamma understanding to stir their mind, to react, and create more and more suffering, mental suffering. So this is how you should trace. Whenever you are unhappy, not peaceful, don't let it continue, understand? Like Sui said, it all begins with one wrong thought. And most people always talk like that. This should not have happened. How can God be so unfair? Why me? Why this guy do all this? I trusted him. There are a lot of those, I won't mention who, they came and consult me. They got relationship problem. Last time when they are courting, wow, very loving ones, honey, then like very courteous and all that. But later on, married, got children, then two children. Then the children also 15 to 16 years old already. Then somehow I think the husband also got money already. They entangled with a third party. Then after that, one day come back, tell her want to divorce. So. Because don't have understanding, don't have nobody who talk also very crude, I think. So that thing erupted. No? From love, it becomes hatred. No? And the hatred becomes so intense until she went into depression. No? Then somebody advised her to come and see me. Then I have to explain to her. I said, if you want to understand, I can help you. But you have to come out from it yourself. I said, are you a Buddhist? He said, once a year Buddhist, maybe Vesak day, go to temple. Otherwise, never go to temple. I said, okay, good enough. At least in line, I talk about karma, maybe you can accept it. Then he said, okay. Then I said, if you understand the law of karma, is you reap what you sow. And the Buddha said, you are born of your karma, add to your karma, continue by your karma. And you are what you are because. So very lightly, I said, I use the word very lightly. In the past, I said, you must have done this to somebody, like your husband, now doing it to you. And that lady suffered the hatred, anger, what they call traumatic experiences, the mental suffering and all the various negative emotion that afflict her, you don't know. But to you is, why cannot? I have the means, right? Then this is my decision, right? So you can justify it. Then finally, when I say that, you know what he told me or not? He said, God like that one, man. I said, no need to believe one. I said, likely it's like that. Well, this is nature's law. Then I say, if you want to understand, I can teach you how to come out of it. Because you have to break this karmic thing. Otherwise, it continues. You know? Now you continue to then that guy becomes the victim. You know? And you also can become that guy who create another problem for another lady. You know? I say, you want this to continue? You know? Then she reflects, you know, okay, don't want. Okay, then you listen. First thing, ask for forgiveness. You know what was her reaction? Last time, honey here, honey there. The word that come out from her, what? Very loud. No? You expect me to ask for forgiveness from that B-A-S? D-A-R-D. So violent, no? No way! So how? I said, that is to break the coming obstruction so that this one won't continue. Then I teach her, I said, second, you have to accept what happened. That is the reality. Not only you. Everybody has to go through. But if for people who don't have this negativity, their husband won't divorce them. Understand? Why you are the few? Huh? Actually, not few, a lot. Get entangled. Then a lot of those couple all happy-go-lucky, no problem. It's because of karmic. So I say, it's up to you, your life. Then finally, I explained to her, I'll say, out of love for yourself, your children, you must have the strength to pull this through. True or not? I say, you look at you. You already in depression. Because of you, your children must have worried about you. Oh, then she said yes. They also cry. They also cannot sleep. Yeah. All this arise from what? Love become anger, hatred. Understand not? That's why we put here resentment. Hatred is also a type of very intense resentment due to jealousy, due to relationship. So when this negative thought arise, the whole family unit destroyed. You understand? Huh? She affected, the parent affected, the in-law affected, the children affected, the brother, sister, sibling all affected. All worried about her. And she is a working career girl, quite capable. Huh? But because of this, she held on to this problem. Fear of what? Fear of what? Losing the husband. Not so much of actually the husband divorced her, no. She fear from the thought projection that how is he going to face the society, you know, the friend, no. You know, lady cannot take on his what? Le ang bu ai lu liya. Means your husband dumb you, don't want you. That is the thing they cannot take, no, cannot face, no. But actually, they a lot of hatred. They just want to break up and just walk off. But that thing, that society's norm and what they call the popularly accepted negativity of outlook by society towards people who got this problem, yes, is actually her own thought project. I think society will not look down upon you. Maybe last time my parents' era, huh? Their generation, yes. Because that time, the wife, they say, you marry to who, you follow who, no? You cannot like be divorced or what, no. Sometimes divorce, you can see all the, what they call, movie. the series one. You come back to the parents' house. Out of they want to preserve their reputation and the harmony because of the marriage marriage relationship, then I help you, you help me. Then the family's face. They force the daughter to go back on, despite being bullied and abused by the other side. It's very common. But now, society is different. Why are you worried? I said, you can resolve this amicably. Don't get angry. Accept. Tell yourself, maybe my husband is like, he's the way he got money already. Qin zok guai, you understand? So, you are not that young anymore. Maybe secretary younger, or the number three there, the third party younger, or there must be something that attracts. Then he wants this. So even if you hope for him to come back, you think he will come back or not? He come back also, the feeling, relationship all gone already. So why not you accept this reality and resolve it amicably and move? So when you have the Dhamma, it really free you, liberate you. Acceptance, like what Sui said, give you the answer. If you don't accept, you create more wrong thought, more negativity, and this is the one that triggers suffering. Because you wanting your way. You are not resolving a problem. No, understand? That's why playing the game of suffering, one tong hu de, you see, you must reflect and contemplate. No? In fact, the whole world, 90% is playing the game of suffering. The first noble true reality. Everybody almost suffer. So when you understand already, you tell yourself, my life, I have to really be strong.